Time for sport with Warwick Hadfield. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, James.
Signs of relief among the batsmen around the world as Mitchell Johnson hints at retirement.
Not among New Zealanders. New Zealand's under strength top six, though. He's not going before at least one more test on the Wacker, the famous pitch there with all that bounce, the one starting tomorrow. Now, you'd have to say Johnson is 34, and that's quite an age for a genuine pace bowler, even in these days of hip-pocket-inspired cricket longevity. He told folk yesterday that he thinks about retirement every day, particularly when he thought it was not that far away after a disappointing Ashes series. But at the moment, all is well. As well as his Zapata Mo, he's got his mojo back. And in the first test in Brisbane, of course, he took enough wickets to draw level with Brett Lee on 310 test wickets. All that done in just 72 tests. But there's another milestone that might just keep Johnson's mind and body on the job for a little while. Dennis Lilly, who was Johnson's mentor since the day he discovered him bowling to a few mates in the nets next to a clinic in Queensland. He's taken 355 wickets in 79 tests, and that's not that far away. It's an interesting story. Dennis Lilly saw this kid bowling in the nets, and he wasn't even part of the clinic. And he said, who's that bloke over there? And they said, oh, it's Mitchell Johnson. He's going to play rugby for Queensland. And Dennis said something about porcine derriere. He's going to bowl for Australia. He rang up Rod Marsh, who was the head coach then, and said, you got to pick this bloke. And Marsh, he said, Dan, you can't just ring me up and tell me to pick blokes in the Australian junior sides. And Dennis Lilly said, how many times have I done it before? And Marsh, he said, once. And who was that? Brett Lee. Okay, send him down. And the rest of it is this wonderful career now that's reaped 310 test wickets and 72 tests, James.
What a great story.
It is a brilliant story.
In soccer, confirmation that the striker Matthew Lekhi won't be playing in the World Cup qualifying game against Kyrgyzstan?
No, it's nothing to do with head injuries. It's more to do with respiratory problems. Lekhi plays in Europe, and he was advised by a doctor not to fly because of that. So the Australian coach, Ange Postecoglou, he's going to have to use his head a bit more. He's without a couple of his best players now, a couple of mats, as it turns out, Lekhi and Matthew Spranovic. And that hasn't dampened the coach's enthusiasm. He really wants to play all-out attacking soccer, football, in this game. He really wants the 3 points. The 2-0 away loss to Jordan has put Australia back in second place in its pool. So good wins against Kyrgyzstan, ranked it to 124 in the world, and I guess coming from the old Silk Road, they'd have pretty silky skills. And then there's also this match against Bangladesh next week, and the 6 points there, of course, from those two matches would really help Australia. Now, Jordan is on 13 points, but has played one more game than Australia. Australia on 9. And while the World Gameroos do aim very much for those 15 points, they would be aware that Kyrgyzstan is on 8 and still in contention. It's not a bad effort for a little landlocked country with only about 6 million people to produce a fairly competitive football team, James.
Yes, no matter who you get in a World Cup group, never underestimate. Now, what about the World Anti-Doping Authority? The head of Russia's anti-doping laboratory called them idiots, and then he resigned.
Look, I think reality is descending on Russia. They've suddenly realised that they just can't walk around and deny all these things have been happening. So the sports minister tapped Grigory Rodchenkov on the shoulder, and he's been told to resign, and he's done this to try and clear the air. That won't be happening for a long time, James.
Warwick Hadfield, thank you very much.